Hello and welcome. Wherever you are in the world today, thank you for joining us for the Rise Traveler, unpacking conversations of sustainable travel. We are here to talk to eco-minded and socially conscious travelers, diversity and inclusion specialists, wildlife conservationists, environmental activists, and anyone using travel as a way to uplift and inspire. Together, we will go a step beyond the Instagram-ready world of travel and take a look at how travel can be a source of growth and development for all people in all communities. And now, here's your host, Amy Hager.
Joining me remotely today is Kayra Martinez, and you're a flight attendant. So you're right now in New Jersey, correct?
Yes, I am in Newark, New Jersey at the moment.
Okay, so then tell me a little bit more about your background and who you are and what you're doing in the world.
So I've been with United Airlines, a flight attendant, for 31 years. And I also am the director of Love Without Borders for Refugees in Need. It's a nonprofit organization that I founded in 2017. And all my work is done in Athens, Greece.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more then, how did you find out about RISE? What's your connection there?
So the founder of RISE, Vinci, and we met in several years ago, because we worked together on an art exhibition in Hong Kong. And art exhibitions have been on four different continents in around 110 cities.
Wow.
So yes, I've been busy. So Vince was very kind and offered to host one in Hong Kong. So we had a wonderful exhibition there together.
Wow, that's so neat. I love the connections around the world that RISE has and Vinci bringing everybody together. And for those of you listening, Vinci is our founder and executive director. So then tell me, how is your work related to travel?
So besides my job as a flight attendant, I am going once a month to Greece to support the refugee crisis in Greece. And so I am constantly on the go. I am working remotely from the US when I can't be there. And once I'm in Greece, then I try to spend at least 2 weeks a month, and if not more.
So then tell us the story about you founding Love Without Borders for Refugees in Need. How did it all get started?
So in 2015, I was based in Frankfurt, Germany, and I watched on television how there was an influx of refugees coming in from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And I wasn't quite so sure about the situation. I just kept reading and trying to get informed about the situation. And I simply went to the train station and I asked how I could help, because I wanted to volunteer my time. I speak German, and they were so happy to have some extra hands, because at one point there were 20,000 people arriving per month into Germany. Yes. And I think over the period of 2015 to 2016, they received about 1.2 million refugees. So this is how it all started. And then I never looked back. I kept traveling to other countries, the Baltic countries, and then I started to work in Greece.
Wow. So then when you first started Love Without Borders for Refugees in Need, you really focused on children, correct?
Yes, I did. With the art project, it was just focused on children. I had so many children. There was no formal education in the refugee camp. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anything to do. And I just decided that's where I would start.
So then how did you get them together to get started?
Yes. So the first time I took the materials into the refugee camp, but I think my goal was to actually take them out of that environment. Mm-hmm. And that's why I rented an apartment near the camp. And it was a big space and it had a playground across the street. Mm-hmm. And I brought all of the kids in. There were about 15 kids per day. And I would teach them English and paint with them while the two sets of parents were cooking traditional Syrian food. And it was just such a wonderful experience and a wonderful environment for them to just paint and, you know, do what children should do, just enjoy their lives. And so every day would be a new group of kids and we would paint the paintings. I put some on Facebook and I had started a social media group, Love Without Borders for Refugees in Need. And when I posted on there, everybody went crazy over the paintings and they all wanted to buy them. And so that's how it started. I was interviewed with NBC several years back and I started to get messages from communities from around the world. And that's when my speaking engagement started. And I've been able to take the art around the world many times.
I love that. I love that. Wow. So then relating back to travel, is there a particular travel story of a refugee that you've worked with that you know, has really impacted you and your work the most?
So I would say there was one man in the refugee camp and he was from Syria. Mm-hmm. And one day the translator asked me if I could give him some art materials, and he wanted to go to Athens. He wanted enough money to buy a bus ticket for him and his family because the conditions were so poor in that refugee camp. And I had to think about it for a minute because our project was only for children. Mm-hmm. Saw there was a need there, and I didn't know his background in art. I just offered 6 canvases and some colors and brushes to my translator, and I said I was very busy, so I had him take the supplies to the man, and we managed to get his bus tickets for him and his family so that they could go move along to Athens and get into a better situation and place for their family. About 1 month later, I was looking through the bags and I saw the art, and I was shocked because I realized he was one of the best artists I've seen in the world.
Oh, wow.
Opened it up to adult artists, because after that, I realized that also the adults needed to share and they needed to convey their stories. And it was a very powerful and moving time in our project, because we then started to look for adult artists and it grew and grew. And we're still in touch, and he's now in Switzerland with his family. We're still in touch and he's still doing his art. So that's really a good story.
Oh my gosh. So then, well, I guess tell us a little bit more then about the initiatives and the programs that you're currently working on, because it seems like it's just evolved and grown, and you know, you were able to offer this man such a great opportunity. What are you offering right now with the programs?
So right now, since COVID is still lingering and the regulations are lifted a little bit in Greece, but we're not doing so many workshops as before. Right now, we're really focused on getting people that are they don't have accommodation into homes and a safe place. And we're also looking to purchase a community for us in Athens. And that is going to be an amazing space with art on the walls. We're going to have places there where we can teach English, Greek, and German. Mm-hmm. We'll have volunteers from all around the world coming in to help us. We'll have a child's friendly space so that children can play. We can read books to them. We'll have a media area so we can do projects with podcasts and video. And so we have a lot of amazing ideas. It's all in the works right now, but we're just writing up a proposal now. And so it's something that we see bringing in people from all around the world, not just refugees, because I think our goal in life is to be able to share. It doesn't matter where you're from, mm-hmm. what you've gone through. It's really important that we give people a safe place to come to where they know that they're cared about and they're loved.
Oh, that sounds so amazing. So then as you look into that crystal ball of the future of travel, but specifically how it can affect the refugee crisis, what do you see?
So I think with travel, and as I've traveled my whole life quite extensively, no matter what happens in the world, whether it's a pandemic or anything else, travel will never be stopped. It's something so important for each and every one of us to communicate, to share, and to create. And I think that with pertaining to the refugee crisis, we hope that people are coming from around the world to come to support our project and other projects in Athens and Greece, and that we'll be able to continue our support with them as well.
I love that. So then tell me a little bit more about your volunteers, and if someone listening was interested in learning more or getting involved, where would you tell them to go?
So we have a couple ways to support, and we have an Etsy shop where we have all of the art from children and beginner artists and studied artists on our Etsy shop. So we can share that link. And we have about 77 pieces of art there now, but we have around 300 and some pieces more around the world that are looking for a home. So we're really looking for communities that are interested in setting up their own art exhibition online for now. And hopefully in the future, we'll have more live exhibitions as well. And yes, and people can also contact Love Without Borders to volunteer with us, whether it's remote. Teaching English is very important to helping the people that we serve, and also writing writers, grant writers. We have a lot of opportunities. So
I love that. So then my last question is, what legacy do you want to leave behind? And I think you've really kind of described it for us, but I would love to hear just it all summarized together.
Well, when I have been speaking around the world, mostly to children, I know it's really overwhelming, whether it's if you're working on the refugee crisis or something in your community. I think we have to keep things very simple. And we have to also just realize that helping in our community or helping in Greece is very important, that we need to create action and to make these changes ourselves. We can't be waiting on anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, collaboratively working together, working on projects or initiating some sort of positive energy in the world is so, so important. So I think trying not to let things overwhelm you and just keeping it simple is very, very important. And yes, doing something, it's important that we reach out and create some action.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today, telling us about Love Without Borders for Refugees in Need. And I'm excited for you to be able to come back and share the links either in the comments here, or if you're listening on our podcast, we'll put them in the description. But Kara, thank you so much for spending time with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really lovely. Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of our journey today. And if you've liked what you've heard and you want to hear more, please subscribe to our email list at risetravelinstitute.org/subscribe. And here at the Rise Travel Institute, we believe travel is a powerful tool for positive, transformative change. And again, if you're interested in learning more about our upcoming pilot program, maybe you're a student who is planning that study abroad trip, or maybe thinking about that gap year, a young professional or any professional really who's thinking about travel, I invite you to come check out our website. It's risetravelinstitute.org. We'll be back soon with another episode, but until then, keep roaming, keep learning, and continue to be a Rise Traveler.
This podcast is an extension of the Rise Travel Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit committed to empowering young travelers through educational programs, research, study tours, and scholarships. Visit risetravelinstitute.org to learn more.